You're listening to Expand the Curve, and I'm your host, Olive Bassey. Here we discuss controversial topics within plus-size representation in all industries, along with real-life stories from everyday people. In order for change to occur, you must be the change. Let's contract the norms and expand the curve. Welcome back to Expand the Curve. I am your host, Olive Bassey, and I have the lovely Cassandra, who is a Twitch streamer that goes by Shortcake Streams. How are you today?
I am great. How are you?
I'm doing fantastic. I'm excited to learn the world of Twitch because I feel like it's one of those new things that's happening, but I'm not fully like, I can't do a live stream. I know for a fact I can't commit to that. But you, on the other hand, are absolutely like, you could fill a whole hour and I love it. So I just want to know more about that world, your experience with it and being like a plus size streamer, and then just telling us the whole world about it.
So my name is Cass, or Shortcake, whatever you like to call me. I don't have any preferences. I go by she, her pronouns, and I stream on Twitch, as stated before. And I am working to make an accepting community and give everyone a place to chill out, especially plus size individuals, as well as the LGBTQ plus community. I try to make it a nice, comfortable community where everyone can feel accepted.
That's awesome. I love that. How long have you been?
It's been about 8 months now.
Oh, okay. So you're still like in the new of
yeah.
It.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. I guess I haven't been on Twitch for that long, but I've been like streaming in general because I did start on Facebook gaming and then a month later switched to Twitch because I just didn't like Facebook as much. But
Okay, that's awesome. Do you feel like there it's a better community on Twitch?
I do. I feel like my experience was very toxic on Facebook, but at the same time that could have just been who I was hanging out with, if that makes sense. I can't know like everyone on Facebook gaming, but I just felt that Twitch was the right switch.
No, you're good. I love it. And what type of like games do you play? Or do you gravitate towards like a specific genre or anything?
So mostly I've been playing life sims. Sometimes I'll sneak in horror games here and there, but I mostly play Sims 4, Stardew, Animal Crossing.
Yes, yes.
Those cozy games.
Yeah. Oh, you could spend endless hours playing. I love
yeah.
it.
Yeah.
And just because walk us through, I'm not familiar with Twitch. So like, how yeah. does it work as a Twitch streamer? Like, show us like the process of you from making the videos to editing to posting and then like finding your audience. I'm just curious.
So it on Twitch, it is very difficult to. And there. The only way you can really get discovered on Twitch is by how many viewers you have. If you're playing a game and there's someone with 1,000 people watching and you only have 10 viewers, you're going to be like way far down on the list of people to watch, which kind of sucks. We're really trying to fight for more discoverability on Twitch, especially being plus size. I don't get discovered as much. Most people will like scroll past mine just because they see how big I am and they're like, oh, I don't want to touch base with that kind of person. Yeah, and then you like it takes an hour for me to set everything up to even start the stream. I got to do lighting, set up the background, make it look good, put makeup on, because that's another thing is I personally feel like if I didn't have makeup on, I wouldn't get as many views as I do. I would
really,
you know, yeah, because being plus size, it's very hard. And I feel like I'm like, I have to have one feature about me. And I'm not saying if you're plus size that you look bad. But it's just that's the normal thing people think about is that's not normal. That's not. And it gets scary being on a camera in front of a ton of people. It opens you up for all the criticism and all that. But I have found people that appreciate me for who I am. So I'm very glad about that. And I am glad that I'm on webcam because honestly, I want to chill with people that don't like me for how I look and would scroll past me just because of how I look. Like, you're lost.
Yeah. Yeah, you could have had the option of not using a webcam and just doing full like gameplays, like some people on YouTube I see and stuff like that. But for you to put yourself out there and, you know, be vulnerable and show that kind of transparency, I admire. That's not easy.
Yeah, it's definitely, it's not easy.
Oh, I understand.
Yeah.
Do you talk to other Twitch streamers like yourself that you guys like have a whole community together that you help grow?
Yeah, so that's a really nice, like, a really nice thing to do to get discovered, as well as having people, streamers that do accept you. I'm trying to think if there's any plus size streamers I do check out. I don't judge anyone on like their size, right? Obviously, because I'm that. I have a few streamers I always check out, and the nice thing is that some of those streamers have like way bigger numbers than I do, but the nice thing about them is they don't really care about like how many viewers you have. They're still gonna come and check you out like regardless, and that's what I love, is because I used to surround myself with people where they were like, oh, I'm the big streamer, you have to come watch me, I can barely put anything in. And it's just, I'm so glad that I found people that regardless of how I look, regardless of how many views I'm getting in, because I try to look at myself as, I just haven't been discovered yet, I haven't had that many eyes on me to watch my streams. And I feel like that also makes me a little bit more confident. So,
oh, for sure. I can definitely hear it through your gameplays, like, especially like Animal Crossing and like even your intro video of, hey, this is me and what I do. I thought that was the most hilarious thing ever, because it's like, this girl is just confident and like just being an absolute mistake in her like gameplay, but she owns it. She owns it. I love it.
Yeah.
I don't think you should change any bit about you. I really do think you're going to be one of those like new and noteworthy people that will come up and rising. That's why I made like a whole video about her. If you guys want to check out my Instagram, because I really like her gameplay and her style, but also she never makes her weight the discussion behind it. She's always just focusing on herself, her gameplay, and her audience. I love that you're always very interactive, and that's what I wanted to know. With live streaming, do you feel like it's very strenuous to constantly being active with your community and your subscribers?
It could get difficult at times. I know right now I'm just starting to like grow and push, and sometimes there's times when I'm streaming and I look at the chat and then I realize, because I've looked away for a minute, and there's a ton of people chatting and I'm like, oh no, here it is. So I try to always read what everyone says, even if I don't like say it out loud. I'm always trying to read what they say. I also like some of the people in my community have become streamers. Any streamer that comes and chills in my community and they're nice about it, I'm always following them so then I can check out their next stream, because I just feel if you're gonna chill with me in my stream and give me the time of day, I should give it back to you. And yeah, and I also have a Discord. We chill in there. We have a question of the day that we all answer, and it's really fun to get people's opinions on things. And
yeah, it just keeps that, yeah, it keeps that interactive engagement that you're always looking for. So even outside of gaming. But yeah. I was just curious myself, because you are a girl gamer. Do you still feel like you're still scrutinized in the gaming community?
I know there's a lot of people that say it's easy because you're a girl gamer. And it kind of, it makes me upset, because I work hard for where I get. I used to post on TikTok all the time, but I'm having a little situation with them right now. But like posting every day to pretty much every social platform to try to get people in, as well as interacting with the community, trying to stay up on date on things, also seeing what games are out there to try, doing all this research, the stream breaking, because that happens a lot, like doing all the research for stuff, and then like these people that are saying, oh, you're a girl, it comes easy, people want to watch a girl gamer over a guy. I do a lot of work, and then you'll go into their streams and they'll like have nothing set up, and it's okay. It really irks me, because it's like, regardless, I feel like we all have something we're like fighting or we're against. Like me, it would be being plus size and being part of the LGBTQ community. I've had so many trolls in my chat come in and say things along the lines of, oh, wow, you need to stop eating. And we also have these things called hate raids, where basically we have like regular raids where people will send their viewers after their stream to another stream to get people to just give the love. But then there's also hate raids where basically they do that, but instead of giving the love, they say like troll things. Like one time I got one and it spammed in my chat, skinny raid, like all over.
What?
Yeah. So, and it's a big problem we're trying to deal with on Twitch. We actually took a day off of Twitch. Like we tried to get every streamer we could to not stream that day. Viewers don't look at Twitch, and to kind of show Twitch like this is an issue that needs to be fixed, but they don't really care because none of their bigger streamers are having this problem. They're worried about the money and they're like, you guys aren't making us that much money. Why are we going to worry about it? So it's definitely a big issue that needs to be changed. And yeah, it's a lot.
Oh my gosh. Yeah, seriously. And that's such a struggle. I didn't even know about like hate raids. That's absolutely awful to understand. Has Twitch always been, has it always favored a certain type of community versus others?
I tend to think so. Like, part of me, I always see the partnered streamers or like the bigger streamers being skinny, just like your typical streamer, like, never the bigger set person. I feel like it's also at the same time hard because you have to have a certain amount of viewers to hit partner. And with having viewers against you that are like, I'm not going to watch you because you're not like my preferred size, having that against you to get partner as well as just everything else is so terrible. And also with Twitch, an issue is people can just come into your chat and say something offensive. And if it's in your chat and Twitch finds out, they ban you from Twitch. I've seen people have like something like the N-word said in the chat, and then they will go and report it on a different account and say, hey, this streamer isn't keeping up with their Twitch chat. They need to get banned, and then they'll get banned. And it sucks because they didn't even do anything. And it even happens when they're not streaming, which is a big issue because it's, I don't have time to 24/7 sit and watch my chat to make sure no one's saying that. But they do, and it's a big issue.
Do they have like moderators for every channel and chat for you guys? Or you have to be your own moderator, essentially?
So we have an auto mod we can set up, but half the time when you have that auto mod on, it like mine bans the word put for some reason. So every time I have to sit there and approve the word put. Anytime someone says put, that's a bad word. And I'm like, no, it's not. Why is put a bad word? But they have that, as well as I have like my moderators that they fill out an application, and then if they're fit, they come on. And my moderators are really good at banning people like right away. The good thing is like, it doesn't offend me. I'm at the point where I'm like, I see this every day. It doesn't offend me. I guess my main concern is it offending my community, my viewers, my watchers, because I don't want them to be uncomfortable. And my main like thing for my community is keeping it safe and a place where people can feel welcomed. And I feel like with people coming in and saying stuff like that, it doesn't feel that way anymore. And it's awkward. And it's just, I fight to keep my community safe any possible way that I can.
Yeah, of course. And you're only one person. You would love to have Twitch back you up on that. And I hope someday they do hear this podcast. But it's just, it's heartbreaking to know that like you're fighting your own battles, and it's just, it's a losing situation sometimes.
There's precautions. So like when you get one of those hate raids, if it's like a really big, I actually have a button on my Stream Deck, which is a thing where I just hit buttons and it does stuff. And it's nice, but I have it so if I get a big one, I can put my stream into sub-only mode so only people that pay me can talk in the chat. Because normally trolls aren't going to pay to do that, as well as like, it clears the chat. It does a bunch of stuff. But the only problem with that is like limiting my chat to subscribers only it makes me feel like now I'm telling them, oh, you have to pay to talk in my chat because someone else messed it up for you. And I hate that. I don't like limiting my chat to just people that pay me, because it's like, I want my community to be welcomed for all. And there could be people that are coming into the stream and they're like, oh, it's subscriber only. This is like a cash grab thing. That's all she wants is for me to spend money. And I hate that. I think Twitch needs like a better way than just relying on us to have these buttons. Some people can't afford a Stream Deck, and it's we just need better options to keep the community safe. Yeah.
It should just be implemented and instated in their own Twitch community guidelines, I'm assuming. I don't really know what their guidelines and rules are, but I would hope for every streamer they should have the option and have that right to be able to control their trolls and be able to limit that from existing. But again, it's like free roam, like the world, like anyone can say whatever they want, so I'm assuming Twitch can't really control that portion. But it would be nice to actually have some limitations within your own community and your own chat.
Yeah, exactly. And Twitch has done like a few things. I still feel like they need to do more. Like They have this new thing where if it's someone's first time in the chat, it highlights it just for the streamer and mods, not for everyone. But what's nice about that is if they are a troll and their first message is a troll message, we'll be able to see it highlighted and delete it before anyone else will see it. As well as they've done where basically you have to verify your email and your phone number, and like the streamer can pick the settings on that. And I do have that in, but that still doesn't stop people from trolling, because they're like, all I have to do is just verify my email and my phone number and I'm good to go. And it's just, there needs to be more done, honestly.
Yeah. There really needs to be like a whole restructuring of how they set their rules. Absolutely.
Yeah.
I wanted to know a little bit more about like the games you play and stuff like that. You said you pretty much play like life-size games and stuff like The Sims and whatnot. Have you noticed like any types of games that have been like plus size friendly possibly?
Animal Crossing is definitely not, I would say. You can't make your characters any other size than the size that they already are. Sims is iffy, because Sims, you can make your character plus size, but I feel half the time you do that, it makes them look pregnant, and it's that's not the same thing.
Exactly. I agree. There's no happy medium.
Yeah. And that's actually something to think about, is the plus size representation in games and stuff. Like, now I'm thinking, like, even Stardew Valley, when I played that once, the characters are all the same size. They don't give you that option of a bigger size character. And that's sad, because when people play video games, they want to feel represented as who they are. And that's a big part of who you are.
Yeah, absolutely. So, I know some single players and a few MMORPGs, like I used to play a lot of MMORPGs, you had the option of that character creation and stuff like that. But for like single player and for a lot of games, old and new, it's always been the same size. And for the fat characters or the larger characters, they were always villainized and portrayed in a terrible way, so that you had to either kill them, mock them, or find some way to, you know, eliminate them. And it's just, I don't like that type of representation. And I know you can't speak from it from like a game developer, but I wanted to know your portrayal of it as a player itself.
Yeah, I definitely feel like that needs to be added more. Even now I'm thinking the horror games I play, like Phasmophobia, all of the characters you choose are skinny people, and it's like, why can't we have that representation? And this is why I feel like being plus size isn't like a normal thing. It's, we grow up around all of this stuff that's, everyone's like skinny, like the movies you watch, they're all skinny mostly. Barbies, when we were growing up, they have thicker Barbies now, but like, still, when we were growing up, like, how long did that take to make the switch, you know?
So it was like too long. Yeah.
Yeah. It's viewed as normal because we didn't really grow up around that. And it sucks, because I feel like that's training, like, even the viewers I on my stream now, I feel like that's training them to be like, oh, this isn't right. Let me find someone that looks right to me, you know?
Yeah. And you can say the same for the LGBT community. Like, you don't see that type of representation in gaming. And if it is, it's versus like indie games, which is fine. That's great. But like the bigger ones like Sony and like all these other great like studios, they failed to show that type of representation.
Yeah, exactly. Definitely. I like Stardew because Stardew, you can actually marry the same sex, which is nice. Yeah, that is nice. As well as Sims, you can. Animal Crossing, there's no marriage in there. Like, I feel like there's also a failed representation in the LGBTQ community. I used to play Tamagotchi Life all the time, and you could only make a female and or male character, and then only the opposite sex could get married. It's kind of, that sucks, because, you know, me and my girlfriend are in that game. I would love to get married to my girlfriend opposed to my character falling in love with some other guy in the game. I wish there was more representation in games. And
yeah, of course. Love the podcast? Want to show your appreciation? Well, join our Patreon. Here's where you can support the mission to show how we are redefining what it means to be curvy, fat, and plus size. It's our stories that remind society we exist, we are seen, and we will use our voice to be heard. You can start donating as little as $5 a month as a supporter. Every donation makes a difference to keep up with the research, operations, and business costs, to expand the content from a podcast to a resource of reference, and finally, a reform. None of this would be possible without you. Visit patreon.com/expandthecurve to be a supporter. That's patreon.com/expandthecurve. What was the moment that like redefined what it meant for you to be plus size and fat? Was it during your Twitch streaming? Was it outside of that?
I would definitely say Twitch streaming has made me more confident because, again, when I first started, I didn't even know if I wanted to use a webcam because I'm plus size. I don't ever see plus size streamers. No one's going to like me because I am plus size. And when I was like, you know what? I'm going to do it. If I don't like it, I could always switch back. And there's also these things like VTubers and avatars where basically it's like an animated person that's on the screen instead of you. And when you talk, it talks. My mod is those, like
virtually reality stuff.
Yeah. So it's like a lot of them use an anime character, and it's just like when your head moves, their head moves, it literally tracks all the movement. Like when they talk, their mouth opens. It's really cool. And I was like, maybe I'll do that. But I was like, you know what? No, I need to stream as who I am, because if no one likes me because I'm plus size, that's part of me. I need to show who I am. Nothing against avatars. I think they're really cool. But just for me personally, I was like, I need to show myself. And now that I'm starting to grow, hey, this isn't as bad as I thought it would be. I get the troll comments, but I don't need them anyways, like, in my chat. Yeah, I was just like, hey, people are starting to like me and see me for me instead of what size I am. I was always, like, so scared because I was like, oh, all these streamers, they're, like, skinny. I'm not gonna do it. I'm not gonna do good. And now I'm in the mindset of, I hope someone sees me streaming being plus size and they say, you know what, she's doing it. So I can do it too. And that's when I'll know that I've done a good deed and I've done what I
absolutely
wanted to do.
I love that. Be that role model. If you don't see the role model, be the role model. I love
exactly,
that.
Exactly.
What's the most important lesson you've learned so far during this whole like Twitch streaming career, essentially?
I think the most important lesson I have learned is that there's always going to be people that don't appreciate the content I make. There's going to be always those people that they're not going to like me, but just remembering that I have people that will appreciate the content I make and will appreciate me for me, and that it just, it takes time to find those people, but I'm gonna keep working at it. And I feel like that's what I have to do, is it's just, it takes time, even for anyone. Because again, on Twitch, you have people with thousands of viewers that are going to be at the top all the time. And I'm going to just keep chugging along. People have been coming into my stream more and more, and I like really appreciate it. And I just think I'm going to do a good job at it. And I'm going to just keep trying to stay confident. And again, hope people see me and they're like, hey, I'm going to do that. I don't need to not webcam it. I can do that too. And I guess that's how I feel.
No, that's amazing. What was your favorite like success moment that you knew, oh wow, Twitch is like really an up and coming thing? That was the moment that you knew like you can really find your purpose on that streaming service.
Okay, so yeah, it was recently, it was I had 5 viewers. Now I'm starting to climb to like almost 15 average viewers over a month. And that's like when I was like, you know what? Like people are starting to watch me. Regardless of how I look, what size I am, these people are coming to watch me. And also like the streamers that are like, that I watch, they're coming into my chat. They're promoting me. Anytime that I get a troll, they're in their Discord sharing me, saying, you know what, she got a lot of hate right now. She needs people to come check her out. She's amazing. And it really makes me like we're friends. I'm building friendships as well as doing the thing I love. I don't think I'd ever want to do anything else.
No, that's awesome. You really, from watching your Twitch streams and like seeing your personality kind of blossom and that confidence grow, I really do think like Twitch is like that platform where you are starting to see your succession grow. And I want to have that happen for you, honestly, because I really do enjoy watching it. And maybe, I don't know, someday maybe I could do it. I don't think so. But I really do feel like you're being that empowerment for all types of people, all types of walks of life that are feeling like there's no lack of motivation. You are that motivation for sure. No,
definitely.
Yeah. What tips and advice would you recommend for someone who is thinking about Twitch streaming in this day and age?
I would recommend for you to research, as well as don't care what anyone thinks about you. Because I can tell you, I've gotten so much criticism when I first started streaming, and I even told my family, hey, this is something I want to look into. All they did was, they were, oh, you gotta be funny. And it's, yeah, I gotta be, you know, everyone felt like they had to tell me what I had to do. This is the only way you'll be successful. And that's not it. When you're doing your research, make sure you think, well, for my kind of community I want to build, is this where I want to go? Is this going to help me with where I want to go? Because definitely I give out a lot of tips on my TikTok, but some of those tips I've given out, they don't work for me. I got rid of them. And sometimes you need to try things, see if they work. If they don't work, then, you know, you move on, you do the next thing. And it's a lot of trial and error, definitely. You just got to figure out what's your groove. Are you a chill streamer? Are you a streamer that's trying to get all the W's and win every game? Because I could tell you one thing, I suck at games, but can I talk? I can talk.
I think that's why I like yours, is like you focus on the gaming, but like also you just kind of get to know your environment and your audience just like better. And I think that's why I like it, is you feel like you're talking to a friend almost, and you guys are just like playing at the same time. And
that's a big part of it too, is like building friendships. Go into streams, but do not go in with the full intent of, oh, this person's gonna get me some followers. Don't go in with that mindset. Go in there and chill like you're going to be friends. Like, if you don't like that stream, I would recommend get out of it, try the next stream. Because I can tell you what, the people I networked with, they, sometimes it was just someone I raided. Someone recommended me to raid them. I raided them. I sent my community as well as myself over there. And one of the streamers were playing Bratz. And I was like, this is the funniest thing ever. And now we're like the best of friends. I would have never had it any other way. And with that, being friends with that streamer has also made their community be like, hey, this person's really funny in this chat. Let me come check them out. And it just really helps to put yourself out there.
I know you said you struggled with severe like social anxiety. What type of personality trait would you think for a Twitch streamer? Because you said it took you 8 months to get where you are now, but obviously that confidence grew. What would you recommend for them personality wise?
I would recommend maybe being creative. Again, trying things out, and then what doesn't work, throw it away, it never happened, and continue on. I definitely get social anxiety in certain environments. If I'm talking to a stranger in the real world face to face, that's a totally different thing for me than sitting here and being on my computer and just seeing a chat. Like, that's much easier for me. And also, I don't know. I just think of it as, hey, this is a possibility for a new friend to come into the chat and hang out. And I have a really hard time having friends in like the real world. So this is just like my other way of being like getting friends and doing all of that. But I definitely think being creative is a big part. Just go at it, try your best. And if things aren't working, don't be scared to just stop doing that thing. Try it for a couple of days. For example, right now I'm testing out my schedule with not listing the games I'm going to actually play, because I would prefer people to come for me rather than seeing a game on a schedule and being like, oh, I like that game, I'm going to tune in to her stream for that reason. I would prefer people to come for me as a streamer, as a person. I've been trying that and it seems to not have changed anything at all. So I think I'm going to keep that. And it's just trial and error.
No, and that's really all it can be, honestly, with any type of career. Sometimes you just have to trial and error and see what works, what doesn't stick with you. And you grow as a person and develop the actual skills for that career over time. Like, you've gained that confidence. Yeah. You've learned how to, I'm assuming you've learned how to handle the trolls better. You've toughened up, have a thicker skin, really. Yeah.
I'm at the point where if someone comes in and they say one thing, I'm like, nope, you're gone.
Exactly.
I have a nice life. But yeah, definitely being your own boss. Like, it's hard. It's not easy. And that's just part of what you have to do is experiment with things, throw out things that don't work, stuff that works, keep it. And sometimes some of those things that worked in the beginning won't work anymore, and you just gotta figure out what changes you need to make and just do them and try them. There's nothing wrong with trying. I've tried things and I can tell you, because I know how much viewers like are worth on Twitch, and I can tell you with trying the schedule thing, it hasn't affected my viewers at all because they're there for me. I tell them, we're gonna try out this new thing, see if it works. If it doesn't, we're just gonna get rid of it and it's fine. And they've all stuck with me, so.
That's awesome. Would you say being a Twitch streamer is like expensive, like adding up all your costs and everything? What does that look like for you financially?
So my setup is expensive, but that's just because I had a lot of money saved up and I got overexcited. I'm just going to be honest, to become a streamer. So I was like, if anyone wants to buy me anything, buy me stuff for streaming, that's it. That's all I want for Christmas. And I just used my money too. Most of my setup is from my own money. My grandmother has pitched in for some things, but definitely, like, you don't have to buy the most expensive things to start streaming. You could buy the bare minimum and it could just be your personality that pulls you on in and makes you want to watch that streamer. Because then, like, at some point, if they see that this is working out for them, they're going to upgrade their equipment. And also, if you're a Twitch affiliate, which basically means if you're making money off of, don't be scared to also set bit goals, which is, bits are like the currency on Twitch where you like tip streamers and stuff. Don't be afraid to set bit goals for like new equipment. For example, I wanted to upgrade my webcam, so I set up a bit goal for however much it cost, and I was like, if we hit this amount, I will buy an upgraded webcam. And people were donating to it because they want to see you succeed. They want to see you in like a higher quality and they want to help you out. So never be afraid to ask or set goals for new equipment and stuff. Like, I know one of my mods right now streams with one monitor, which sucks because you got to look at the chat as well as what the chat's seeing as well as your gameplay, and it's a lot. I think they said that they're gonna set up a big goal so they can raise money to get a new monitor, and there's nothing wrong with doing that at all.
Okay, that's awesome. Yeah, I wasn't sure if it's like similar to podcasting where like all you really need is just like a microphone and your personality and you're good to go. Like, I just figured with you, have something you want to play, talk in a phone or a microphone, and then just go for it, honestly. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
There's quite a bit, but
with you, yeah, because you've had 8 months of work put into this, so I'm assuming you have a little bit of a better like setup than I do. But I get it. That's awesome, though. That's awesome.
Yeah.
So, like you said, you pretty much said your personality is what drawing people in for your Twitch streaming and social media. What do you think exactly is drawing them in? Is it because of your gameplay, or do you think it's more of your charisma, or do you feel like it's a little bit both?
I think it's more of my charisma, because I could tell you right now, I suck at video games. Don't come into my stream expecting this A-plus player, because I could tell you what, my chat when I play games will sit there and yell at me if I do something wrong, and they'll be like, no, Cass, no, do this, I promise it, this is how it works, stop doing that. And I definitely, like, you could do both sides, but for me personally, it's definitely my charisma. I think people can also relate to me. I always say at every single one of the end of my streams, I say, always remember that you are loved and you are valid. And I don't just say that as a little catchphrase thing to be like, oh, this is gonna pull more people in. I say that because I have been through some stuff, and I always needed that person to say you're loved and you're valid. And it's because I truly care about everyone in my community. They're taking the time out of their day to come watch me and support me. Like, I support them right back in anything they need. And I feel like it makes them feel loved and accepted regardless of who they are. I've been told that this is a great safe space for me. Thank you so much. And it's just, that's what I wanted to create, because growing up, I've never had a safe space to go to where now I can provide that for people, and that, you know, makes me very happy.
That's awesome. I love that. If you could give your younger self any advice for future you now, what would it
be? I would say you are not going to do what you expected to do. Because I went to college and I got an art associate degree. Like, I was full on planning on being an art teacher when I grew up. That was the whole thing. But then I went into a stream on Facebook, and I was like, what? Because my brother had streamed very young. He had streamed like for a while, and I was like, I'd never do that. Are you kidding me? Because he rages a lot. And I was like, that's never gonna be me. Who would want to watch that? But then I was like, wait, there's chill versions of this where they're not yelling at the game. And as I watched that stream, I was like, this is something that I would want to do. And also, I don't have to leave the house. I don't have to have that anxiety anymore of leaving the house, going to work at a job, and having another bad experience with that again. Mm-hmm. And when I saw that stream, it was about a year later that I actually started streaming myself, because again, I was nervous. It's never easy. You never go into your first stream and get everything right. You will never get everything. My first stream was actually supposed to be a test stream, and then I accidentally hit the go live button, and we just went from there. People were okay with it. So you're never going to be perfect. But yeah, I guess I would have to say you're not going to do what you expect, but you're going to be happy with what you do. And I guess that's all that matters.
That's awesome. Yeah. Nobody can predict the future because it's always shifting. There's so many variables and stuff. But like, you made it work at the end of the day, and you love it. That's what really matters. Because if you can't put your heart and soul into it, then what's the point?
Exactly.
Yeah. I love that. If you could be remembered for one thing, what would it be?
Taking risks. I would say I want to be remembered as someone that, regardless of how scared I was to start this streaming journey, I want to be remembered as someone that went against all of the fears, everything, and did it. Like, because it's not easy to hop on the webcam for the first time. I can tell you, on my first stream, my hair was a mess. It literally looked like I had two wings flapping. I yelled at everyone in my community for not telling me that and letting me just sit there the whole time with my hair flapping everywhere. But at the same, like, I want to be remembered for going for it and not being scared. And I know it's hard. And it's easier said than done, because, like, I've already done it. But anyone that wants to start streaming, I say go for it. Even if you can only stream off of a console, do it. See if you like it. See if it's something you're into, and then maybe invest in the future. Like, yeah, I think it would be taking risk.
I love that, because not a lot of people, especially like introverts, it's not easy for them to take risk. And coming from your background and your anxiety, to hear that you took a huge risk putting yourself out there, especially on a webcam where everyone on the internet can see, and you being vulnerable, is like amazing. It's honestly admirable. You should truly be honored, and I applaud you, because they only hear my voice. They don't know my face that much. So you're doing twice as much as me. But I really do admire that. And it's not easy doing that. And I think taking risk is a very important thing to be remembered by, because not a lot of people do that in their own lives.
No, exactly. And again, I want to be that person that people can be like, she's doing it, so why can't I? And I know the growth isn't going to come right away, but hopefully at some point it will. And I can inspire others to start this amazing career. As much as it's hard with the trolls and all that, I love my community, and I couldn't see myself doing anything else different.
That's amazing. Is there anywhere that you want the listeners to find you online if they want to find more about you?
I would say mostly my Twitch, Shortcake Streams, one word. I do have other social platforms, but if you could find me on Twitch, you can basically find me on all the social platforms, because there's a lot. Right on my Twitch, where I think it's where my bio is, but it's right on my page. There's like little icons of each social media. Just click on that. It'll send you there.
And what's the last game you're playing right now?
Last game. So I've been playing Animal Crossing, because there's a huge update out right now. When the update came out, I rolled out of bed in a onesie, no makeup. That was definitely confidence right there.
That's perfect.
And I played that update until 2 a.m. So.
Oh my God. But that's awesome.
I would say that's the game right now.
Yeah, no, Animal Crossing's huge, so I don't blame you. And the way you play it, oh my God. I'm telling you guys, I want to go and buy this game just so I could play with her, because it's so much fun.
Oh, it is. I love bullying the characters.
You really do. You really do. And I'm just like, what did they do to you in like a past life, not even the present life?
Let me tell you, they did a lot to me when I first started playing the game. They were just so annoying, especially the bird that's at the airport. Whenever I try to join a friend's island, but if someone else is already on their way, like during the loading screen, I'll be like, oh, someone forgot to put their phone in airplane mode. And I'll be like, you know how much I want to punch you in the beak right now?
Absolutely. Awesome. Go check her out, guys. Thank you so much for being on here today.
Thank you for having me. It was a lot of fun.
Thank you for listening to this episode of Expand the Curve. Leave us a review and tell us what you think. You can keep up with the podcast on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter at Expand the Curve. If you want to support the podcast with a monthly donation, visit our Patreon. We appreciate your support.